This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, all right, well, take two. I already went on a 12-minute diatribe on this 3-2 Royals victory. I don't know how many of you caught it, but I can run it back. What I would much rather do is get right to the phone calls. If there are any Royals fans that stuck it out through whatever just happened, dial me up. 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. Well, Kansas City, those that stuck it out on the Odyssey app or those that listened to Dead Air for 10 minutes while driving around, leaving Kauffman Stadium. If you were one of the 10,000 in attendance, trust me, you're not going to have to wait in a very long line to get on the air tonight. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. Royals win 3-2. We make it back-to-back wins. Royals earn, at worst, a split of this four-game series. So much to talk about after this one. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. It always starts with pitching and defense, and tonight is no different. Well, with this team, it begins with those weapons. Those three weapons that level every playing field. I don't care how great the team is in the other dugouts. If you can pitch, if you can defend, and if you have team speed, that is the great equalizer in this sport. And what do you know? The 15-10 Royals, with the third best run differential in Major League Baseball, they just so happen to have those three weapons, those most powerful weapons in this sport. Team speed tonight turned into four stolen bases, a forced error, and then if you throw on top another Toronto error, that's six free bases, or at least six bases that you took. And anyone can do the addition. One, two, three, four bases equals a run. The Royals took an additional 90 feet six times. Add it up, that's one run. And in a game that you won by one run, it looms large. Base running, defense, and pitching. The defense from the jump was special. Bobby Witt Jr. and Hunter Renfro in the second inning. Vinny Pasquantino with that great catch as he's in foul territory about to collide with the tarp. Nice play for Vinny, making the third out of Alec Marsh's third inning. MJ Melendez with a great jump and a great route to the wall in left center field. And then Alec Marsh on the play that knocked him out of the game. What a defensive play. I'm sure it was fueled by adrenaline, but for him to take a 91-mile-per-hour line drive off the right forearm, have the wits about him to go retrieve the ball and off balance make a tough throw to Vinny at first. Great defensive play from Alec Marsh. And then, of course, on the mound tonight, Marsh, with the help of that defense, throws 4 1/3 scoreless, and then it was the time for the bullpen to show out. Angel Zerpa was even better than his final line would indicate. John Schreiber needed 10 pitches to go 1-2-3 through the Blue Jays. Chris Stratton needed 15 to go 1-2-3 through the heart of that Toronto lineup. And then what do you say about James MacArthur? Back-to-back nights with saves. He punches out a pair tonight, and that's now 8 straight scoreless appearances for the General. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to JD, who's leaving the stadium. JD, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? Longtime listener.
Thanks,
I've met you a couple times. How you doing, man?
Well, I appreciate it, man. How you doing?
Great. So I've got a couple questions for you. First of all, do you think we can catch the Indians or the Guardians?
Of course you can. Yes, no doubt.
And how? That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, no, you have the top wild card spot right now. You have, you have the third best run differential and the second wild card right now. Look, it's ridiculous to talk like that as we haven't even flipped the calendar to May, but to answer your question, right now the Orioles have the top wild card and the Royals have the second wild card.
And I was going to let you know, I'm with the Rally Mantis. He wanted to know why Marsh did not get the win. But you
because
have
he didn't
night,
go 5 innings. There you go, JD. Appreciate the phone call, Rally Mantis. Shoot me a text, man. Don't send other people to do your work. Rally Mantis thinking he's big time. Hey, JD, call him up. Now, 2 more outs, and Alec Marsh would have been able to collect the victory, but whatever. You heard Matt Quatrero earlier say, we believe we got lucky. Believe we got lucky as far as, injury to Alec Marsh. Said the line drive got him good. Says you could see the laces imprinted on that right forearm. But now 5 starts into the season, the Royals have won every single game started by Alec Marsh. And tonight, those 4 1/3 scoreless innings of work from the 25-year-old lower his season ERA to an impressive 2.7. Let's go to Brett, who's out in Smithville. Brett, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went to the game tonight. Glad to see us win. This team has me pretty fired up. I've been watching pretty much every single night. If I'm not watching, I'm listening.
Nice.
And went to a concert the other night. You could hear people, what's the Royals score?
Really?
But, just seeing everybody start to get fired up again. It's, exciting to watch and see. So, yeah, go Royals. I'm here for the ride.
My man, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. If you were one of the 10,000 in attendance tonight, dial me up. Let me hear about the experience, the environment. What did you think about the entrance of James MacArthur? A true closer's entrance as they flash the lights. They have the camera coming in from behind James MacArthur, with Chris Stapleton's white horse blaring over the Kauffman Stadium speakers. James MacArthur, I mentioned, scoreless in each of his last 8 appearances. 11 strikeouts to just 2 walks in that stretch. 11 strikeouts and 9 2/3 scoreless innings of work. He's allowed just 9 base runners in those 9 2/3 frames. John Schreiber has thrown a scoreless outing in 12 of his 13 appearances this season. Schreiber surrendered 12 base runners total in 12 innings of work. Now that little trio, that little quartet at the back end of the bullpen, MacArthur coming into the season, I think we knew, and if you were listening to this show or my Hot Stove show, you knew that James MacArthur was the nastiest arm they had out there in the bullpen. But what John Schreiber has done has arguably been the biggest surprise of the season, or at least the most pleasant surprise of the first 25 games. Singer, Lugo, Marsh, Waka, Reagans, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, MJ, Mike, Cal, we expected that from them. MacArthur, I expected him to get off to a solid start. I wasn't sure what we were going to get from John Schreiber, and so far he's been nails. Chris Stratton, Studley tonight. And Angel Zerpa, yeah, left a changeup in the middle to George Springer, but other than that, he was sensational. You know, that second run that was charged to Zerpa, to me, that goes to Vinny Pasquantino. We can dive into that if you're interested, but whatever. Let's celebrate the fact that the three most important things in this sport, the Royals have and appear to have some of the finest weapons in the sport. Right, pitching staff. The Royals' rotation, second most innings in Major League Baseball. Their ERA as a rotation is 3.08. That's fourth best in Major League Baseball. A team speed, four stolen bases tonight. The defense statistically ranks as one of the three best units in the sport. Royals win 3-2. We go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Vern. I called a few weeks ago and, you know, lifelong, not just Royals fan, but baseball fan. And one of the things that I made reference to was, you know, in September when you're watching teams that are in contention and the crowd's going crazy and, you know, it's so exciting. And it really affects the entire town and the whole fan base. And I know it's not even May yet, but putting together the star we have is just, you know, I watch the games, I get them on the cable dial, and I was walking through the room and they were showing the standings and I'm like, man, we're 15-10. I mean, it just gives you a little bit of a lift compared to recent years. And, you know, it's so many of the little things. Like last night, you know, I was a baseball coach for many years. Vinny's stretch, that was amazing. There's not many first basemen that can do that. It's just the little things. And, you know, the speed is going to force errors because other teams are going to hurry their throws. And, you know, it's just it's the mental thing. And nobody expected our starting staff to be 3-point ERA. And nobody knew what we were going to get out of. Even though we had high hopes for MacArthur, to have a bona fide closer is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be injuries. There are going to be bad nights. But to beat a good team when you aren't really hitting your best with good defense, pitching, and the speed, man, it's just it's a very exciting time. And you just hope for the best. But
I got you, Mitch. Thank you very much for the phone call. That opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. We go to Scott in Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, how's it going? I was at the game tonight and just had a wonderful time. You know, the weather is great. It's kind of a baseball fan's dream. You know, the team's playing so well. I just wanted a question about kind of the type of depth, like if we can sustain, you know, an injury to an Alec Marsh, you know, that's kind of the thing in the back of my mind about what might end up limiting this season is like, who can we have step up if Marsh is sidelined?
Appreciate the phone call, Scott. Thank you very much. Yeah, listen, it's always a battle of attrition. It's, you know, Mitch mentioned it just a moment ago. Injuries are going to happen. The Royals have been very fortunate through the first 25 games to basically avoid injuries. What happens if and when the team needs a new starting pitcher? You hope it doesn't happen. You hope that these five can each make 33 starts. That'd be great. Probably unlikely. Daniel Lynch is down in Omaha. Zach Davies, remember the old Brewer and Diamondback? He's down in Omaha. Jonathan Bolin, another one of those 2018 draft class arms from, you know, Singer and Bubich and Kowar and Lynch and Heasley. Bolin in there as well. So those are the three options that jump to the front of my mind. I would think Daniel Lynch would get the first crack, right? Being on the 40-man roster, a Jonathan Bolin. I think, the depth in the bullpen, a name like Carlos Hernandez, Will Klein, Sam Long. You know, John McMillan, once he finds the strike zone. If you're looking for depth in the offense, you have names like Drew Waters and Nick Prado that we all remember. Right? A guy that you drafted in the first round, another guy that you traded a first-round pick for. Now, they're in Omaha right now for a reason. I would assume there will be a drop-off somewhat. Hopefully not. Hopefully when they get here, they're champing at the bit and they've learned whatever lesson they needed to learn from their time in the big leagues a season ago and their time in spring training and the work that they put in the minor leagues. But hopefully Alec Marsh is fine and we'll be able to watch him pitch against this same Blue Jay team next. Will that be Monday? Now, Monday in Toronto, Royals play tomorrow's finale with Cole Reagans on the hill, and then they head to Detroit for a three-game weekend set, and then, yeah, open up a three-game set in Toronto beginning on Monday. Speaking of this weekend against Detroit, man, you know I have Saturday's game circled. Speaking of that 2018 draft class, Brady Singer, Casey Mize, I've said it for years, man. Brady Singer always has a little something extra for the Detroit Tigers. Can't wait for Saturday's game. Let's go to Bryce in Smithville. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 3-2, earning at worst a split of this four-game series, Bryce.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
All right.
Deal. Just wanted to call in and just spread the happiness all around. Basically just really, really nice to see good things from MacArthur. It seems that we finally found kind of our spot with him, a reliable closer there at the end of the game. I mean, what, he has six now in the season, just impressive with him being a younger guy. Just all week I've listened to you talk about, you know, one instance was just, you know, they give us opportunities to go out, you know, some games we just need to go and take it. And, you know, it's a 50-50 ball sometimes. And I think, you know, today and last night, I think we showed that we want to go out there and we want to take these wins. And like you said before, you know, just maintain. You know, a lot of people are up and down, but really at the end of the day, it's April. It's going to be a long season. But I'm just really excited. And, yeah, you know, let's just keep maintaining and just keep it going. Let me call.
Yeah, thanks for placing the call, Bryce. Royals took it, no doubt about it. Yeah, you could easily say this was another one of those jump ball games, those 50-50 games. Who wants the moment? Who has the talent to rise to the moment? Who's going to take it? Well, I think the Royals took it, again, because of their pitching, their defense, and their team speed. They're now 15-10 on the season. And, yeah, you know, offensively, your big dogs were big once again. Salvi, Garcia, both of them with multiple hits. Salvi's ninth multi-hit game this season. Only Bobby has more. And don't look now, but look at Michael Garcia on this homestand. Six games, four RBI, four runs scored, three stolen bases. He's hitting .333 on this homestand. Let's stop talking like the kid's still in a slump. Royals win 3-2. We get back to your thoughts and head inside that clubhouse after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The tying run at second, the pitch. Struck him out. He paralyzed him with an off-speed pitch. And MacArthur pitches a gem in the top of the ninth. Well, that was a clinic.
Wow. Denny Matthews. And what more do you say? The Hall of Famer, when he's describing it as a clinic, what more can I add? Royals win 3-2. They're now 15-10, and they look to take the series tomorrow with the best they got on the hill. Cole Reagans going opposite Jose Berríos. 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at noon, giving you a chance to win tickets to see the Royals and A's go at it on the weekend of the HDH reunion, the 2014 pennant-winning team. You can win those tickets tomorrow and every day on the On Deck Show 1 hour before the first pitch. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. And if you have time, go back and watch the James MacArthur, Daniel Vogelbach at-bat. The first batter to dig in against the general in the ninth inning. It's curveball, breaking ball, low and in to the left-handed hitting Vogelbach over and over and over again, breaking down and in, breaking down and in. And then he drops a 95-mile-per-hour two-seam sinker that looks like it's going to go down and in again, but it breaks over the plate. Instead of diving down at the back leg of Daniel Vogelbach, it breaks back over the plate, and he just stares at it for strike three. It was a clinic from James MacArthur, from this Royals bullpen. And really, over the past 48 hours, it's been a clinic, a baseball clinic. Pitching, defense, and base running. The Royals have separated themselves. That's why they've won back-to-back games. Their defense has been much better than Toronto's. Their base running has been difference-making. And their pitching has been solid. Solid pitching with upper echelon defense, that is a dangerous combination, and it was on display tonight. My game notes following this 3-2 Royals victory are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after his 1-for-3 night. Bobby drew a one-out walk in the first inning, stole second base, and forced an errant throw from the Blue Jays catcher, allowing him to advance to third. He'd score a few pitches later as Salvi hits an RBI single to left. So Bobby picks up his base hit with a single in the fifth. He steals his second bag of the night. Add it all up, he's 1-for-3 with a run scored and a run driven in as he plates Kyle Isbell with that bullet single to center in the fifth inning. Let's hear from Bobby Witt Jr., who, following tonight's game, ranks top 15 in baseball in OPS, is 8th in Major League Baseball with stolen bases, and has the 6th most runs scored in Major League Baseball. Bottom line, he's one of the best players on the planet. Here's what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, unbelievable. Just shut down, pretty much. Come to the game and give them a lead, and those one-run leads, they're tight, and they're just shutting it down. So it's pretty fun to watch.
The three at the end, Schreiber and MacArthur, what's the confidence level when those three, they're kind of emerging into these roles here?
Yeah, it's awesome just to see them do what they're doing. Just seeing them from the work they put in spring training and now the work they put in to just get ready each and every night. So it's a lot of fun.
How important was it to manufacture those three runs out there today for you guys?
Yeah, it's huge anytime you get on the board, especially with the arms that we have, and so that's what we want to keep doing.
No doubt. Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals pick up win number 15 in game number 25. I mentioned Bobby's ranks in Major League Baseball. How about Salvi? 2nd in Major League Baseball with 23 RBI. His OPS is 8th best in Major League Baseball, and his batting average, Salvi's batting average, 6th best in Major League Baseball. Woo! Let's go to Kyle in Waldo. Kyle, you're on the postgame show as the Royals win 3-2.
Hey, Vern, it is nuts. Everyone's afraid of Salvi right now. I mean, the Orioles didn't pitch to him. Toronto's not pitching to him. Like, they're just afraid of him right now. Which is amazing to me because he's closer to my age. But the thing that my concern is like in the fifth inning when we leave the bases loaded, like get people in. It's like we have a hard time stringing.
They still scored a run. They scored a run in that fifth inning.
We did. We did, but we had a hard time stringing them together. So that's my concern. I'll let you comment on that. But, man, I love the show. I'll wait 10 minutes for you all the time, bud. So,
well, I'm sorry if I made you wait 10 minutes, Kyle. I apologize for that. I'm sorry I get long-winded. I just get fired up, man. How can you not?
No, I'm
you
talking about the radio dead. The
oh, that, yeah, dead. that was ridiculous.
No, well, but I'm in on it. So, thank
well, I
you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for sticking it out. Yeah, had a little technical difficulties out of the gates. How about we bounce back, and here we are. Yeah, as far as that fifth inning, you know, I mentioned that's when Bobby drove in Kyle Isbell with that RBI knock. Yeah, Royals had, bases loaded with one out. MJ Melendez hits into a fielder's choice, and Nelson Velasquez flies out to center. Sure, yeah, I understand, you know, wanting to see that crooked number. Yeah. And you dive into the box score, you see the Royals tonight, 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. This on the heels of last night, I believe they went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. I hate to sound so repetitive, but whatever. Man, so long as you have a pitching staff, a rotation that ranks top 5 in Major League Baseball, a pitching staff that ranks top 10 in Major League Baseball, A defense that is top five, a base running unit that is top five. Goes back to what I said earlier today on the On Deck show. I don't need heroes. I just need you to play your part. You know, Salvi has his own cape. You know, Kyle Isbell, I don't need you to try and put a cape on. You know, Bobby has the Iron Man suit. Adam Frazier, I don't need you trying to put that on. If everyone plays their part, with this pitching, this defense, and this team speed, offensively, if you just play your part, this team's going to be just fine. And for as much as you wanted to see that 3-4-5 run fifth inning, the only thing I was thinking when Kyle Isbell hits that leadoff infield single in the fifth with the Royals up, at that point, 2-1, the only thing I'm thinking is Isbell's got to score. A leadoff man on with the top of your lineup coming up, he's got to score. That lead must swell to 3-1. And Michael Garcia executes a beautiful hit and run. Isbell goes first to third. And just like that, it's runners on the corners with nobody out. Bobby Witt Jr., second pitch he sees. He singles to center. And it's 3-1 Kansas City. That, to me, is playing your part. That is executing at a high level. Sure, you know, Vinny Pasquantino up at the dish with two on, two in scoring position. You would love to see him run into one. You'd love to see the Royals tack on a few more there, but you have to get one. That's been my mindset this season. Once you knew that the rotation was going to offer the type of stability that you and I expected them to bring at the beginning of the season. That was my thought dating back to last December when they brought in Lugo, when they brought in Waka. I was thinking, wow, you know, this rotation's going to offer you the type of consistency, the type of innings, the type of reliability that we haven't seen around these parts since at least 2016. So when you have that type of pitching that's going to keep you in the game, the type of pitching, defense, and team speed that's going to keep you in the game, that's going to allow you a chance to win, to make sure that every fifth and sixth inning is nip and tuck, that the deficit is no longer larger than two, you're always in the game because of this pitching, defense, and base running. When you find yourself in that many close games, it's often going to come down to a play here, an at-bat there, properly executing the plate appearance, letting the scoreboard dictate your approach at the dish. For as much as you want to get big and hit that big home run, man, with this pitching, this defense, and this team speed, you don't need to sit back and wait for the three-run home run. Manufacture one run, and then whatever else you can get in that inning is gravy. Because that one run that they manufactured, executed in the fifth inning, turned out to be the game-winning run. So if I have guys up there thinking, okay, I need to put up, you know, a two-run double. I need to drive in multiple runs here. We got to make sure that this game is over. If you have that attitude, oftentimes, instead of getting that crooked number, you end up getting a goose egg instead. So I understand the desire of fans to see that big offensive explosion. To me, I just want execution. I just want to see the leadoff man reaching base. I want to see that guy come around and score. If you can make it a big inning, great. But when the leadoff man reaches, we got to find a way to push him across. Give this bullpen the lead. Give that starting pitcher, even if it's only a one-run lead. You guys remember what it used to be like back in the HDH days. I'm not saying that this bullpen is anywhere near the caliber of HDH, but you knew that when you would get that early game lead that you could feel the pressure start to mount in that other dugout. That same thing can happen this season. Again, not saying that Stratton, Schreiber, and MacArthur are the new HDH. What I'm saying is the word's about to get out. The word about this Royals pitching staff, bullpen, defense, team speed. Other teams take notice, and they know, oh boy, we find ourselves down one in the fifth inning. The Royals aren't going to give us anything. We're going to have to take it. But when you're squaring off with the Schreibers and the Strattons and the MacArthurs, and you're trying to find gaps when Bobby and Mike Hell are holding down the left side of the infield, when Renfro and Isbell are holding everything down in the outfield, not to mention what MJ's doing in left. You can bully the opposition with pitching, with defense, with team speed. Shoot, that's what they did in 14 and 15. Thanks for the phone call. Phone lines are wide open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's head back down inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear from tonight's starting pitcher, Alec Marsh. 4 1/3 innings of two-hit baseball. He walked a pair, struck out one, left the game in the fifth after taking a line drive off the right forearm. Let's hear what the 25-year-old righty had to say to Bally Sports Kansas City.
The ball squared me up pretty good, so obviously initially it's scary when it happens. Even afterwards, I was just kind of like, when that stuff happens, like you start thinking about everything, all the possibilities. Honestly, happy I made the play, got the out. But no, it was like sensation and everything was starting to come back even on the mound. But I think it was just a little bit of a grip problem, so they decided to take me out. But no, everything's good. X-rays are negative, so we're just going to take it day by day right now and go from there.
How'd you feel about just out there all year? Before the injury?
It's good. Good. I thought it was a good outing. I mean, the command with the fastball and mixing good pitches was really good. I mean, Sal did a great job back there keeping them off balance. I didn't think it was the sharpest stuff I've ever had. I thought the slider was way better before the game in the bullpen, and it kind of didn't really translate out there, but it just turned into, okay, use what I got, hit my spots, and go from there and try to induce some weak contact and stuff like that.
There you go, Alec Marsh, 4 1/3 innings of two-hit baseball. The Royals are a perfect 5-0 when Marshy climbs the mound. I don't like that. That didn't sound right. I've heard other people say that. I'm like, do we want to start calling him Marshy? No, I don't like that. It's too strong, too barrel-chested. I'm not calling that dude Marshy. Let's go to Tony in Shawnee. Tony, you're on 610 Sports Radio. How are you?
Hey, great, Vern. How are you tonight?
I've doing got, great, buddy.
Hey, great. Really love the outcome tonight. I've got two questions, and the first one is, what is going on with the Guardians, and when in the world are they going to fall down to earth at some point? I mean, you know, losing a top pitcher early on, do they just have such organizational depth that they're able to overcome that? And then second of all, you know, what do you foresee in terms of, you know, it's a long season and everything, and I got that, but just thinking like strategically and long, as opposed to it's going to be a long ride, right? So not getting too down, too up for us fans that have been, it's easy to get down really quickly when there's a short, you know, losing streak. So I guess I'm just asking for maybe some therapy from Vern when we go through some of those times, because I do think things are looking up, but I hope that makes sense, and I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. First of all, as far as the therapy, well, I'll be there. I'll be right here after the game in which you need therapy. But right now, no, enjoy this. Enjoy. Well, you do whatever you want. I could speak for myself. I know I'm enjoying waking up every morning knowing, especially in this stretch that they're in right now, right? The next 13 games that the Royals play are all against teams with a 500 record or better. So I wake up every morning excited that, well, A, there's another game. I'm always excited to watch some ball. I'm excited that it's two good teams going at it. I'm excited that the Royals have a starting pitcher on the hill that's going to give them a chance to win. And I'm always excited that there's the realistic thought of the Royals very well could win this game today. In fact, driving to the ballpark, I'm more times than not thinking the Royals should win this game. So no, just enjoy the fact that, you know, tomorrow we get to watch Cole Reagans go opposite Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette. We get to watch Cole Reagans try to go pitch for pitch with Jose Berríos. And then Seth Lugo in the opener in Detroit. And then Brady Singer and Casey Mize going at it on Saturday. Michael Wacha on Sunday going opposite Tarek Skubal. You can't ask for anything more. I'll reiterate, the most powerful weapons in this sport. Pitching, defense, and team speed. The Royals are well equipped with the most powerful weapons in the sport. Look at their arsenal. You got two guys coming off the bench in Blanco and Hampson that can rip a bag on anybody. Bobby might be the fastest player in the sport. Michael Garcia has stolen three bases on this homestand alone. MJ and Isbell can run. Frazier can run. The rotation as a whole through 25 games has an ERA just a shade above three. Salvi is making a loud statement. Keep my name in the Cooperstown conversation. Salvi, second in baseball with 23 RBI. Just two away from matching Mike Sweeney for fifth most in franchise history. And after his multiple hits tonight, Salvi has now reached base safely in 14 straight games. He has 14 runs driven in those 14 games. He's hitting .360 with an OPS just a shade under 1,100 in those 14 games. Oh, and maybe the best player in the world is your shortstop. And he's already committed every day of his 20s to Kansas City. So no, I'm not going to talk you down, man. Enjoy this. Because tomorrow you have a chance to win. And, you know, barring injury, you should have a chance to win 80% of your games. Not that you're going to, but this rotation, the stability that it offers should give you a chance to win 70 to 80% of your games. Meaning, turn the game on in the fifth inning, the sixth inning, the seventh inning. You're going to be entertained. It's going to be a close game. 70, 80% of the time, it's going to be close. It's going to be one run, two run deficits, heart stopping action. Now, with all that said, I could reiterate my mantra for the past few months, you know, maintain through May. I still think the Royals have, what, 30 games until we flip the calendar to June? And I'd say 24 of those 30 games are against teams with a .500 record or better. So the difficulty is not going to subside anytime soon. This is why after that Baltimore series, I was very calm. I did not think it was a big game, a pivotal game, because you had the Blue Jays following. And then the Tigers, and then the Jays, and then the Rangers, and then the first place Brewers. And you still haven't even seen the Guardians. There are so many tests that lie ahead for this team. Maintain through May. That would be my advice. That would be my therapy. Your focus is stay in the fight. Give yourself a chance going into the summer months. Because if you maintain through May, to me, there's no reason why you won't be able to maintain through July, and then we all get our wish. Autumn baseball at Kauffman Stadium, that is meaningful. Bobby and Vinny and Mike Howell and MJ playing meaningful autumn baseball for the first time in their professional careers. As far as the Guardians, I'm not going to say I saw this coming. I thought the loss of Terry Francona would have a more immediate impact. That's not to knock their new manager, Stephen Vogt. I've heard nothing but great things about him. I just thought it might take a minute. Apparently not. What I see when I watch the Guardians is a terrific bullpen. You know, maybe one of the three best organizations as far as drafting and developing pitching. Josh Naylor is as quality of a bat right now in the American League, not named Juan Soto. You know, Stephen Kwan, you know, Jose Ramirez is already a star. But what I see when I watch the Guardians is, you know, 13 position players that are all excited about their role. Right, I mentioned it earlier, talking about this Royals team and why I'm not asking for Kyle Isbell to have a bunch of extra base hits. Now, I want you to play gold glove defense and execute when the situation presents itself at the plate. Get that bunt down, advance that runner, hustle down the line. The little things is what I need from Kyle Isbell. Now, that's not always easy to accept, right? You want to be a guy with a big OPS that's putting up big numbers and ultimately gets paid the big bucks. But when I watch that Cleveland team, it's all 26 pulling on the same end of the rope. You know what that looks like. I mean, this Royals team is certainly getting there. I'm not going to say that the Royals can't do what the Guardians are doing. It's just that's what I thought Terry Francona did such a great job of, is explaining and getting everyone to buy into their roles, to all tug on the same end of the rope. But apparently that culture is ingrained in Cleveland, and Stephen Vogt just picked up what Tito left and just continued to run with it. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610 is our phone number as the Royals knock off the Blue Jays and win back-to-back games. They win tonight by a final count of 3-2. The record is now 15-10. And we turn to quite the pitching matchup tomorrow night as Cole Reagan squares off with Jose Berríos. It's a 1:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We're right back at it in, 13 hours from now? Yeah, I think exactly. 13 hours, we'll be right back on the air, giving you a chance to win tickets to see the Royals and A's for the reunion tour of HDH. And see if the Royals can take 3 of 4 from the big swinging Blue Jays. Thanks to Nathan Williams for the help back at the studio. Thanks to those of you that stuck it out with us. We'll be back and better than ever tomorrow, beginning at 12 noon on your home for Royals baseball for more than 15 summers now, 610 Sports Radio. Appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.